This episode is brought to you by Chegg. For $5 off your first month subscription, go to chegg.com/cadcast and use promo code CADCAST. That's CHEGG.com/cadcast.
Must be the reason why I'm king of my castle. Must be the reason why I'm free in my trap soul. Must be the reason why I'm king of my castle. Must be a reason why I'm making examples of you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 559. I'm your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York, and as always, we're joined by a man who has very strong feelings about Louis C.K., Wombat.
Not really.
No, I don't know.
No, I mean, it's weird.
I want to put you in an awkward situation somehow. That's the best I could come up with.
That's, I mean, yeah, I'm not going to touch it.
Well, they didn't have to touch it.
I know, they just have to watch. Right. It's kind of messed up.
It's pretty messed up.
Jerry Lewis used to do that too.
He did. Great.
But he's dead now, so.
Hi, Shipwreck.
Hi.
We've just spent the last half hour battling adversity between Discord not working and then Skype refusing to let go of Shipwreck's microphone levels. It's been a time.
Harrowing.
I'm a beaten man over here.
But we've won.
We did.
Huh. For now.
I can inspire you with the email I got from my ping pong coach this morning.
Let's hear it.
You want to hear it? It's pretty good. Wait, I got to find it. Hold on. Okay, ready? Hey, David, I'm proud of you today. Isn't that nice? Like, how often do you get emails from someone saying that they're proud of you?
For people you pay.
This is to tell them that they're proud of you. But go ahead, go on.
Insane games and points. So much fun to watch you guys fighting. Elliot was up 10-6 the second game. Okay, you don't need to know the details of that. He said, and you won the game 12-10. Too bad you are not yet consistent physically and mentally. It's true.
So true.
It's very true about both of those things. It's the mental part that's actually the hardest. Well, it's both because I'm out of shape and I sweat profusely while I'm playing. But I find like after like 4 or 5 shots in the rally, like I just lose concentration and I start thinking about something else. Or I'm like, wow, I'm getting pretty tired. It would be good if this point ended like really soon. Not supposed to do that. He says, your emotions took over and you were rushing the ball for nothing. No more backing up. Jumping, big arm moves, sitting, reaching, fishing. But stay low. Use the legs, attack, move forward, and don't be scared. Basically,
like poetry.
Basically, you should be able to engage right away when he is serving on your backhand or forehand. Use more the wrist and less the arms. The pips does the job for you. So minimize effort. Anyway, good job again. We're getting there. Best, JP. Now, that's an inspiring email right there.
I guess. It kind of shed on you, too.
Well, he's got to get me to work harder.
And okay. He's still talking about ping pong.
Who? Who's he?
Your coach.
Well, you know, I think he likes to see his students make progress. It feels like he's being a good teacher if he sees his students make progress, because he's complained before that not everybody makes progress. You just think he's kissing my ass because I pay him.
Partially.
It's, you know, that's a decent theory, but I don't know. I'm getting better, I think is what he's saying. So go me.
You're almost there, or you're getting there.
I'm
someday you may
there.
Be there. I don't think you're ever going
to
get there. Do you think you're going to ever get there?
I don't know. He wants me to lose 20 pounds.
20
you
pounds.
You would. You're too skinny already.
No. I could lose like 15 pounds would be pretty good. Would be ideal, I think.
If you say so, good luck.
I do a good job of hiding it.
I gained all the weight I lost back in the last week.
Yeah, so. I want to hear about your farm vacation. I can appreciate that you want to do a farm vacation and you have fun doing it. I don't think that's a vacation for me, but I want to hear about it.
Well, I'll say this much. The room was actually nicer than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, I thought you've done this one before.
No, we've never done this brand new.
Gotcha.
This was new for us. My children have never been to. We just got back from Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, Dutch Country, Paradise, PA.
How are the pretzels?
We didn't have pretzels.
Fuck.
But we did have shoe fly pie.
That's ice cream?
No, shoe fly pie. It's, think of it like pecan pie, but without pecans.
So it's like caramel and chocolate.
Just pie?
And pie.
It's like sugar pie.
I know what it is, yeah.
So tell me about milking cows.
I milked a cow for the first time in my life.
With one hand in your pocket?
With one hand in my pocket. Casual cow milker.
Were you texting while you were doing it?
I could have been. I was good at it. They were very impressed with how good I was at milking a cow. And I was like, well, you know.
Was your wife nodding her head?
I didn't pay to be here.
Yeah, exactly. They wrote me a letter, a really nice letter.
We're so proud of you. You know, when you first started milking cows, the cow was a little uncomfortable and you spilled a lot of the milk.
Well, it was actually kind of because, you know, obviously we weren't the only people staying there. When they would go to milk the cow doesn't like you. The cow's going to start kicking at you like immediately. Mm. It doesn't care if you're 5 years old.
Sure.
Doesn't care if you're 80 years old. You touch the cow the wrong way, the cow's going to start kicking at you. Mm. That's why they keep the cow in like, you know, behind a fence, basically, so you can't get kicked in the face by the cow.
Right. If you handle it.
I go to milk the cow. I got the magic touch. Cow doesn't care. There's also a goat on the farm that I got along with really well, too. Just kind of hanging out with a goat. That apparently this goat hates everybody and doesn't let anyone feed it. But the goat liked me, and they were like, you need to feed our goat because the goat doesn't like to be fed by other people. I'm like, all right. Walk over, fed the goat. So there were goats I was feeding. There was a cow that we milked. We fed lettuce to their rabbits. We collected eggs from the chickens. Then we sat down at a big table, a big communal table, and we ate a big communal breakfast, all with food that came from the farm, the eggs, some beef scrapple. That was actually better than, never had scrapple before, let alone beef scrapple, which is unusual, but it's a cow farm, which is why it's all beef. Beef sausage and beef scrapple and eggs, potatoes. The potatoes came from the farm and like a blueberry cobbler. It was good. I recommend it.
Sounds like you did a lot of, you did some farm work, but a lot of eating.
Well, that was just actually surprisingly enough, the portions were like relatively small, just like a lot of little portions, not like a big heaping breakfast.
Did we end up just not eating lunch. You lost me about halfway through the breakfast. Did that breakfast include dessert? Is that what you said?
Trust me. I thought that was weird too. I even said that, like, I leaned over to Sabrina at one point. I'm like, I bet you like having dessert with breakfast. But they tried, I think they, because they have the stuff there and they only serve the one meal, they want to like give you what
diabetes.
They have to offer. Yes, that too. So. Luckily, we stayed in a separate house that wasn't actually that. I mean, yes, it was on the farm, but it wasn't attached to the farmhouse, so it was like a good 5 minute walk back to our room. So there was that exercise, you know, sort of there, and you get to walk past the pasture where there were a bunch of, there were just cows everywhere. But like I said, the room at the house that we stayed in, the room was all brand new. Everything was just redone. It was really nice. No TVs, but decent Wi-Fi. And and it was really close to the Strasburg Railroad, which was a big thing that we wanted to do. And we did that. And we took the Strasburg Railroad ride, which is only about an hour long.
It was like an old-timey railroad.
Yeah, it's a train from, I want to say, 1912 that they completely refurbished. And we sat in the parlor car, which is the first-class car, because, you know, how often do you get to do that? And it was cool because it seats like 25 people. But because we were the first ride of the day that day, there were only 7 people in the car and 4 of them were my family. And we got like cheese and we got a fruit and cheese plate.
Everything comes with food.
Oh, yeah. Everything came with food. It was fancy. It was fun.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Then we went to the train museum and we saw the big trains. My wife planned this. Shipwreck would have been impressed. But there was not a minute of downtime. Everything was planned to the minute.
Perfect.
That's Huh?
That's what Shipwreck wants.
I'm fine with the planning aspect. This also does not. I'm good with going to a farm like to go get my Halloween pumpkins or.
But you wouldn't want to live on one for 3 days?
No, right. That's not really what I'm.
We did the farm for 3 days and actually it was a lot of fun and the kids didn't want to leave.
Great.
And then we went to, you know, the Fulton Steamboat Hotel, which is a real hotel, for the last 2 days. So we spent 2 nights in a regular hotel with a regular bed and an indoor pool and the jacuzzi and the, you know, the TV, the turndown service.
Nice.
Yeah. You know, all right. So it wasn't all the farm thing. It was only part farm, part, you know, nice vacation. We went to Dutch Wonderland and we were the first people in the park. I think Shipwreck also would have approved on that. We were the first people at Dutch Wonderland that day. We went right for their one big steel roller coaster. We were the first people on it. We sat in the front car. It was a lot of fun.
I'm okay with this portion of the trip, yes.
Huh? Yeah.
I'm okay with this portion of the trip.
We went to the wooden roller coaster, Sabrina and I did.
Mm-hmm.
And we did it. They let us, because it was early and people don't show up there till 11, even though they open at 10. They let us go just 5 times in a row without stopping. It was so cool.
Did they serve cheese and crackers?
They didn't serve cheese and crackers. We actually really didn't eat much there at all. Gotcha. At Dutch Wonderland. So that wasn't a big food thing. We did go to do the Turkey Hill experience. If you're familiar with Turkey Hill, ice cream and iced teas.
I guess.
Where they let you make your own custom pint of ice cream.
Oh.
So we did that.
Did you make a CADCAST flavor?
Sure. We'll call it CADCAST flavor.
You can call it GBD's nuts.
Yeah. It was coffee with chocolate covered espresso beans. It's good. And hyperactive. And we also did the make your own chocolate bar at the Hershey Chocolate Factory, whatever that is. Hershey Chocolate Works. We went there and did that. I haven't eaten the chocolate bar though. So it's in my house, my custom made chocolate bar. And so there you see, I didn't eat that. It wasn't all eating.
You'll be eating it soon though. Eventually.
So we went to they bill it as the largest corn maze in the Northeast, whatever that qualifies it as. We did that. We walked around, solved that. That was fun. It was a good time. Trains and cows and buggy rides and corn mazes and amusement parks.
I'm good for like golf. If you could combine that whole thing into like two or three days, I could probably hang with that.
It was 5
I'm
days.
I'm glad you liked it. It's important that you
we had the best time. Just because you don't understand what fun is.
I understand.
Your idea of fun is like sitting there. That's probably what you
mean.
I want to go to the beach and lay down.
I don't want to go to the beach. That is true. I do not want to go to the beach. It's too hot. And I
hate beaches.
Don't like the sun.
And actually, I don't hate beaches. It's just I do the beach here. That's why I live here.
Right. Well, no show feedback this week?
No, there were 4 comments. 3 of them were about my friend Academia. And the other one,
my hero Academia. Oh,
whatever.
You're suppressing information, just like Google's doing.
My friend Macadamia.
Holy moly. I didn't know. Now I have to go look.
It was just 3 people saying, I watched the show because of you. And then someone else said, my favorite character is also the Frog Girl. That's not show feedback.
Okay,
no one cares.
Frog Girl is the best character. You're right. Well, that should... My job.
And then someone else made fun of my parents.
Perfect.
So, you know, whatever. Yeah.
So, Nick, now you've done your job.
Yeah, thanks. And I can't, you're ruining my vacation.
Your vacation's over.
Nah, not really. I don't go back to work until Thursday.
Oh.
Cool. We took 2 days at home also.
Come hang out with Osaka Grandma. She's coming in tomorrow.
I can't wait. I was not invited, so I don't know.
It's not an invitation.
I didn't think so.
Not an imitator.
I have enough to do anyway, so don't worry about it. I'm good.
Oh, it's so hot. It's too hot for Osaka, Grandma.
It's 100 degrees in New York. No, it's crazy.
Yeah. It was pretty hot today. All right. Let's do some Watch This Bitches.
Oh, the Indian Echo Caverns. That was the other thing that I didn't mention. You would have liked that, Chief.
Indian Echo Caverns?
Yeah. The big underground caves. It's a nice 52 degrees there all year round.
I like that.
It was awesome. Yeah, it was nice and cold. I loved it. Mm. And the caves themselves are just really cool and fun to look at.
What type of food do they have there?
There is no food there.
No, not even. No. Rock candy?
I bet they had rock candy in the gift shop, sure. But we did not get food there.
Okay.
We did not get food there. We did not get food in the train museum. We did not get food on our buggy ride. Wait, no. Horse Elliot pie. Did get popcorn at the corn maze. I don't like popcorn, so I didn't have what? Any. But I guess technically there is.
You don't like popcorn?
There. No, I don't like popcorn. But so there you go.
What's wrong with popcorn?
Who doesn't like popcorn?
I don't like popcorn.
That's the universal food right there. Universal snack food.
It gets stuck in your teeth and it makes you shit. And I'm not a fan of that. It's like two strikes.
But that's
you'll love this snack. It's great. Really? What does it do?
But it's fibrous.
It gets stuck in your teeth and it makes you shit. Oh, no thanks. I think I'll have the M&Ms.
Those get stuck in your teeth too.
M&Ms do not get stuck in your teeth.
Well, that's chocolate. Anyway, let's do Watch This Bitches, where I did eat M&Ms while watching movies.
What movie?
We saw two movies this week. One just me and Mrs. Cheapy, and one me and Ty. So we saw this movie Searching. You've probably never heard of it. Correct? With John Cho. It's filmed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have heard of it.
Okay.
Yes.
It's filmed entirely from the perspective of a computer screen and or like phone. And it's a thriller. It's a mystery / thriller. It's a dad searching for his daughter. Basically, his daughter disappears and it's very compelling, actually. I didn't know anything about it going into it. Mrs. Chibi picked out the movie. She just said, we were having a date night. So let's see this movie. It's only playing in two theaters and it's got good reviews. And that's all I knew about it. So I didn't know about this like, screen perspective thing. But it works surprisingly well. And I would check it out when it gets the full release. I don't know when that's happening. Maybe this week. But it's called Searching. And if you're looking at computers a lot and cell phone screens a lot, like I think we all are, you'll appreciate how clever it is to make a movie this way. And they do it in a really logical way as well. So check out Searching. And the other movie I saw was called Alpha, which is, okay. Have you heard about that one with the
wolf? Yeah, it's kind of Call of the Wildish, right?
Yep. Well, it's Prehistoric Man.
Yeah, but same.
Same basic principle. It's supposed to be, I guess, a story
where dogs
of
came from.
Yeah, basically a story of how man and dog first got together. I think, but not. They do it in a way that's not hokey. I didn't think
they could show that. They could have children see that.
Yeah, yeah. I would say
how man and dogs got together for the first time.
No, come on. I would say it is rated PG-13, and I would say that. It's not a kid's movie, but I'd say Ty is around the right age to see it, 10 or 11. But it was actually really well done, and I thought it looked really good, and the story was deep, was good. And considering that the whole movie is done in like caveman dialect and there's not that much of it, the performance is really good too. So if you have like a young teenager, I would recommend taking them to Alpha. That means like a 13-year-old.
Got it.
Okay.
Case keeping score. Well, what'd you guys see?
I watched a documentary that's on Hulu called The Perfect Bid. It's about a Price is Right contestant that basically talks about this guy memorized all the prices, basically,
okay,
from like 1972 to like 2006.
Okay.
And, you know, he went to try to be on the show, I think, 37 times, and he was on once.
Did he memorize the prices for all those different years because he tried to get on the show all those years? Because they don't ask about old prices on that show, do they?
No, it's, well, he started going there in the mid-70s.
Gotcha.
To try to be on the show. And it's a really, it's interesting. It's interesting to see his tale. It's interesting to see, because it's really more about the Price is Right.
I like the Price is Right. I grew up watching that game show.
Yeah, and it's, and, you know, and they really do make Bob Barker look, and he's on it a lot, and he talk, you know, they interview him.
So he's talking about spaying and neutering,
yes, he does. And, you know, and he comes off really as the nicest guy in the world.
Okay.
And Drew Carey isn't on, like, they don't do any new interviews with Drew Carey.
Okay.
They just show clips of interviews of Drew Carey, and he really comes off like an asshole.
Drew?
Yeah.
Why?
Basically,
Do we want to know why? Should I not ask why?
If you plan on watching it, then...
Let me watch it. I like Price is Right. Maybe I'll check this out.
Check it out. It's on Hulu. You already own it.
All right. I'm there.
Yeah. It's not long. It's like an hour and 20 minutes.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. But it's interesting. Like, I was interested the whole time.
Okay.
You want to see what happened to this guy. And, you know, it's not like, he's not like a sad sack, and you don't feel bad for him at the end.
Perfect but, bid, it's called.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
He's, you know, it's just to put it, he's not a super winner, but he's not a complete loser either.
Perfect.
So, there
like
you go.
Like you, man. It's a lot like you.
Like no me, not a perfect it. Winner. But I think I'm a little less pathetic than that guy.
Ooh.
Just like a little
well, that's
bit.
That's not very nice.
I'll be the judge of that when I watch this movie.
Yeah, you could let me.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, I mean, well, the guy watched the whole documentary. At no point does he talk about milking a cow.
That's his loss, apparently.
That is totally his loss.
All right,
so
that's...
Let me tell you don't know what you're missing.
Is that it for Watch This Bitches? I think it is.
Yes, let's go on to Keg Shopping News.
All right. I found this article on Kotaku, but I'm sure it's on Keg too. You remember how all those games on Amazon were unavailable for pre-order? Well, as soon as their Prime discount program ended, the games are back now.
Rejoice.
Rejoice. I still have Best Buy till December, end of December.
Yeah.
That's not great.
I have it for until the following December, I think.
Yeah, that's good. Much better.
Yeah, I only have it until this December, and then I'm SOL.
Shipwreck, just order games for us.
Yep, sure. Why not?
And then you'll get the rewards. It's a win-win situation.
It's a win-win situation. Shipwreck gets the reward points. We get our discount, and you know it's only a year, so.
I'd be up for that. That's fine. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, either Amazon didn't like losing the money.
Don't like that.
Right. They're not big on that, I guess.
They used to like it.
The publishers
do not.
Right. Or the publishers did not like that their games were getting immediately sold for cheap.
Come back, Best Buy.
It's one of those two options.
Come back, Best Buy. We need you.
Right. Best Buy was in a better position of just not caring.
Like, yeah, they want to get people in the store and
right,
fuck like, it.
Right.
We got all these stores that are big where there's not that many of us left. We're going to just do this thing and people are going to take advantage of it and fuck it up for everybody. I did go to a Best Buy this weekend and talk to a salesman about Philips Hue lights for 15 minutes. He's like, oh, you know about these lights? And I'm like, oh, I know. I'm like, I'd be embarrassed to tell you how much I know about these lights. But he wanted to hear about it. And we discussed them.
He was also paid to be there.
That was a great story.
I didn't buy anything. I had to kill time because Mrs. Chibi was shopping for women's clothing. That's not very exciting for a man like myself. So I just go to Best Buy and talk to the employees there, as one would do. How about some new releases?
Sure. I know we've all been playing more than the first level of Strange Brigade now.
Strange Brigade.
Strange Brigade.
It's strange. Yeah. It's so strange, this game.
You it was. I had some beer stuck in my teeth there.
gotcha. So oh, that reminds me. You mentioned beer. I didn't talk about it. I got a shipment from...
A shipment?
Of a large bottle of Combat Wombat Ale and a t-shirt from Rogue Ales and Beers.
Well, that's a big company, I feel like. No?
That's not.
Oh.
But
no, they're pretty big.
Rogue, I've heard of.
Rogue, yeah.
Yeah, Rogue.
They're pretty big.
I thought so.
Yeah, big enough. Big enough where they sent me something and it was really nice. And the t-shirt is amazing.
Did you drink the beer?
I haven't tried the beer yet because it just came tonight at like 7 o'clock.
You drink it right now.
Because it's late now. I'll drink it tomorrow.
Chug.
Exactly. It's a giant bottle.
Chug.
Yeah. But it was really nice and it's super awesome. And I can't wait to try the beer and wear the t-shirt. It's my new favorite t-shirt. And that's that.
Great. All right. Yep. Strange Brigade.
What level are you up to?
I have like 3 levels to go.
Okay. I've done the first 3 levels.
Okay. I think I've done either 5 or 6 levels at this point.
Wow. You're really into it.
It's not that it's like the most outstanding game, but it's extremely competent and comforting to play.
I agree with that, actually. It is the it handles well.
It does. I've only died once, and that was because you can buy those like one like level use guns like that have limited ammo in the chests.
Yeah.
And I had bought one of those, but I had not tried it yet. And I was in a boss fight with and it's really the bosses are not overly difficult. It's just that they send out like waves of enemies, like the fodder enemies as well.
Time consuming.
Yeah. So I was in the middle of one of those and I ran out of ammo in my machine gun and it automatically switched to this other gun. And apparently this thing was like a mortar launcher or something type of thing. And like, it was one of those things where I'm like backpedaling, just like there's a line of dudes in front of me. And all of a sudden everybody blew up.
Boom.
I think it's pretty good though. I didn't realize it's only $50 too.
And did you download the free extra character?
I did not.
You should do that. It's only free for the first 30 days. There's another character you could play as, a fifth guy.
Okay. Did you figure out that you could modify your weapons?
I found modifications today. My first ones.
That's impossible. Like I've had like 15.
I don't know. Maybe it's just a matter of luck. Who are you playing as?
Lucky, the leprechaun.
Right.
Different characters.
The magician-looking guy.
Doctor Strange.
The magician.
Yeah.
And maybe I should play more as him. I played as the new guy today, and I played as the African woman.
Me too.
So that's who I played as today.
I've bought the most expensive weapon.
See, I haven't done it. I have bought 2 weapons, but not the one most expensive one. Is it worth it?
It kills things pretty well.
All right. Well, that's, you know,
it also has slots for 4 modifications on it.
Oh, that's pretty good, too.
Yeah, but you've only found 3, so.
I've only found 2.
2.
2. How 2 modifications. Possible? And I have them installed in
rushing through.
No, he was complaining. He's replayed levels so that he got all of the hidden things.
I replayed the first level today with the new character to get all the cats, which I did. And that's when I found my first weapon modification, was replaying the first level today. But I found it, like you said, it was just in a chest. Like, it wasn't, like, anything special.
Right.
Why I'm not getting weapon modifications as often as you are, I couldn't tell you.
They're random?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a random thing. So, I don't know. Did you figure out whether or not can you leave a level and start from where you left off?
You can start at the checkpoints.
Ah, okay. It just says continue or something, I guess?
Yeah, it just says continue, and it says you can either say at the last checkpoint or start over.
Gotcha. Good. That's also good to know.
Yeah, it doesn't really explain version, that very well.
No, it doesn't. That's why we do this show, so you can explain it to me and other people will learn.
Mm-hmm. There's no Switch version. Couldn't get this going on the Switch, huh?
I don't know.
All right, what
else?
I mean,
it would be good for the Switch, but yeah, it's perfectly fine.
And we haven't played the console yet. We haven't played the multiplayer yet because we weren't sure if it was working. We could never get it working before launch, but maybe it's working.
And now. I was in Pennsylvania.
Well, Cheapy and I were trying. Yeah.
Yep.
I was too busy milking cows, eating pie.
What else we have in new releases?
There is Little Dragon's Cafe. I know Mrs. Shipwreck has been playing a ton of that on Switch.
Oh.
That's the game we saw at E3 Cheapy with the cute little cafe dragon RPG type thing.
Right. The story was very funny and dark. Surprisingly dark, but funny.
Yeah. Harvest Moon inspired. I think I want to say the guy who made Harvest Moon made this, actually. So she's been enjoying that quite a bit. I have not had a chance to partake in it because she takes the Switch every night right now. And there's a new Yakuza game out or something.
Another one?
Apparently.
Oh, yeah. Kiwami 2. I don't know. Shit, I just bought that $20.
Okay, it's the remake. That's right. It's the remake of the second Yakuza game.
Gotcha.
So I'm sure that's quite good.
I had such a bad experience with the $20 PC version that I got that I just can't. I've had to replay the first half hour of the game an unspeakable number of times.
I would never play it again.
Yeah, I should have got a refund. It's my fault.
Are you playing Fire Pro Wrestling, Shipwreck?
I want to. I did not realize it was out.
I have it on PC. I bought it a long time ago.
It's
$50 on PlayStation. I'm a mama.
Is it the same game? Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it looks like it.
I didn't pay $50. I don't think. Steam.
Machi.
Fire Pro Wrestling.
This does not look like a $50 game.
Well, it's always kind of been.
What are you playing? You're paying for nostalgia?
It's 30. But it must come with. How much DLC is there? There's not that much DLC. There's $3 worth of DLC.
It's all about like the create a character and everything, though, right?
Yes. It's about creating your custom character. Yeah.
The interface was very rough. Like I think. I couldn't really. It was difficult for me to figure out how to do anything in the game, like load characters. So I really didn't play it very much. But
fair enough.
People seem to like it. Mostly because you can. I wonder how you can get access to community stuff in the console versions because of various copyright issues. You know what I mean? That's like the big selling point of the Steam version. It's got the Steam Workshop.
You just got to give the character a different name. Oh, it's Bulk Bogan.
Right.
Everyone's favorite wrestler, yeah. Bulk Bogan.
All right. What else we got?
Plotty Plotty Plopper.
Disrespectful.
Let's see here. That Planet of the Apes game came out, I guess.
What?
What is that? I saw it on
I've
the
seen
Xbox.
Ads for it on the Xbox Dash, right?
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything. Planet of the Apes?
Yep, but I don't know
Planet
what it is.
Last Frontier. So it looks like it was this is a PC game to begin with. I don't know.
It's got a positive reviews on Steam, but only 15 reviews.
Okay, it was a PlayStation 4 game that came out last November, and now it's come out for Xbox.
Oh.
I don't remember this at all.
It's a narrative adventure game.
Conquest, betrayal, and survival.
Yes.
Yeah, I can read too.
Local multiplayer, but it's a narrative. It says 4-player local multiplayer, but it's a narrative adventure game.
All right.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. I'm intrigued. It's got good reviews on Steam.
There you go.
I'm excited.
Are you excited about the Blob 2 coming to Switch?
No. 30 big ones. Babungas.
They have been riding that the Blob train for a while.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of amazing that, like, I remember the first the Blob, it did okay on Wii, and then they made the Blob 2 for the other consoles as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have never guessed that, like, this was going to be a game that has been released so many times since then.
Maybe it's cheap to make.
I don't know. Mm. Maybe people love the Blob.
They printed money with the Blob.
I doubt it.
What else we got?
You got all the usual suspects on Switch.
Hacky Zack?
There he is.
Yep, $9 for yep. Hacky Zack. Good, good. Night Trap.
Earthworms. Night Trap. That is
Night Trap's only $13.49. Shit, I might want to get that. I've never played it.
Really?
Yeah.
I owned it on my Sega CD.
I didn't have a Sega CD.
I did.
That was for the wealthy bomb. Elite.
I had the Sega Hollywood CD elite. 32X version of it.
Shit. I did not have a 32X. I had the classic.
I should get this then.
Why
maybe
not?
They sent me. The maybe they emailed it to me already. I don't even
bottom
know about
loader.
It. That's a fun game to play when you want to get it like a game like that, and you just search your email to see. What's it called again? Planet of the Apes?
Night Trap.
I was telling, Ty keeps asking me about the My Hero Academia game. Keeps sure. asking me when it's coming out and if it's going to be good and stuff. And I was like, oh, I bet you I could probably get that game sent to me early because it's a Namco game. They probably send it to anybody. And I know they always invite us to E3 stuff. So mm-hmm.
We played it at E3.
Right. So I just emailed
before
the guy.
Before you even knew that this was the most important IP in your life.
That's right. That's right. So I emailed the guy while we're on the train going to the city. I'm like, oh, you think I could get a review copy, blah, blah, blah. And the guy's like, yeah. Ty's very impressed. I'm like his hero now. I can make it rain games before they come out.
Your Hero Academia?
Yes. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good. That's my superpower. That's my quirk. That's what they call superpowers in that show. Quirks.
Mm.
Isn't that weird?
My quirk is listening to you talk about that show every week.
You should get in. Why don't you get in on the action? I bet you Sabrina might like it. It's a little adult, though. There's one of the adult. Heroes. His name is Midnight. She's a she's known as the adult superhero, and her just breasts are all over the place, and she wears like a she wears lingerie as her costume. Not quite sure what her powers are. All right, what else we got this week besides Night Trap and?
I think we've done it.
That's the majority of what's there. Why don't you tell me? What did you tell me about Chegg?
Chegg is our new sponsor. I'm glad you asked. So what is Chegg? Chegg is an education redefining student hub. Now you're like, what does that mean? Right, Wombat?
Right.
It's been a long time since we've been in college, but they have technologies now and certain advancements that seem to have made studying easier. Chegg is an online study assistance leader. And they provide textbook solutions and also help with your homework. So you can subscribe to Chegg and they have affordably priced subscriptions. And if you have problems with your homework in college, that they will, you can like send them pictures of the problems and they'll get to give you an answer back in as little as 2 hours, anytime, anywhere. That's pretty crazy. And they have an app, of course, the Chegg Study mobile app. I wish we had this in college, Wombat.
Me too.
Just thinking about studying is making me sweat profusely, by the way.
I'm glad I do not have to study anymore.
But I would have appreciated greatly the ability to take a picture of my homework and have somebody help me with it.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been very helpful.
Yes.
So we have a special offer, of course, for our listeners. For $5 off your first month's subscription, go to chegg.com/cagcast and use promo code CAGCAST. That's CHEGG.com/CAGCAST and use promo code CAGCAST to get $5 off your first month's subscription. Chegg it out. They didn't tell me to say that. I came up with that on my own.
We know.
How do you know?
Trust me, they know.
All right. Let's move on to multi-platforming and Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught.
Yeah.
I put a few news items on here for you, Wombat, because I know you were busy. I didn't know that you were busy. I found these news items for you.
Mm-hmm.
So Onimusha is getting remastered, the first one.
Yes.
Did you play that game?
I did. I enjoyed it very much.
We probably talked about it on the show.
You know what? I remember when the first Onimusha came out, the very first one, mm-hmm. and it had that arena mode thing.
Yeah, you find the portal and you have to fight the wave after wave of dudes.
Wave after wave. Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember doing that with a friend of mine in my apartment when I was, young and single in Manhattan. And we did that whole thing in one night and we thought we were the greatest people on the planet.
It was hard.
It was super hard and I did it. I couldn't do it now, but I did it then. So,
congratulations.
Yep.
It's going to be $20 and it's got HD graphics and all the stuff you'd expect. A new soundtrack.
And an easy mode option.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Why not?
But what about the new soundtrack?
Maybe it's EDM.
Oh.
Then you'd like it. At
Tim Utley writes in and says, with the original Onimusha being re-released, what other PS2 era games would you like to see get the same treatment?
The Onimusha sequels that were better than Onimusha.
Right, when they figured out to make them less painful.
Right.
And Kessen.
No.
And what?
Kessen. No.
How about Katamari?
Feels like we could do another one of those at some point, right?
Yeah. Especially since that game did suffer from slowdown problems, I remember, when things got pretty big. That game could still be fun. There's life in that game, still, I feel, beyond iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
What other PS2 era games?
Prince of Persia's.
Oh.
Sure.
But I don't know. So many re-releases. I'm good with,
Grand Theft Auto 3.
Why not?
Sure. How has that not happened? That's really the question.
Because I think they might as well. I guess they'd rather have people buy their new game and spend money inside their new game.
People are going to do both.
Probably.
Tony Hawk 3, but done right.
Is that the one with Spider-Man or Wolverine?
I don't remember anymore. I think that's Wolverine.
Okay. I'm okay. Well, how about Wolverine?
About him.
With that Hulk game that we talked about last week.
Oh, yeah. The Radical Hulk game?
Yeah.
That was good. What was that? Ultimate Destruction?
Destruction, yeah.
That was fun.
Why are there no good Marvel games on consoles? Really, that's the question. But, it's for a different show.
Yeah, maybe they could, take that old Hulk game and just make it cel-shaded, really good. Make it look like a comic. Pretty good.
And make it, bigger. Bigger game.
Maybe it doesn't need to be that big. Just make it like a $20 game and make it look
that would work too.
Comic. Be fun on its own. People sure. still like those arcade style games, I think. I was very surprised to see this in my inbox today. There is a FIG campaign for Starflight 3, which Starflight is an old space adventure RPG game that I liked a lot.
I was going to say, you've talked about it on this show
about
before.
A zillion times. I've sunk a lot of hours into those games. I don't think that this is going to be successful on, in a Kickstarter or a FIG situation. It's got, let's see, they have an $800,000 goal and they've reached 125,000 just in one day, I guess.
Seems like they could get
good?
There. Sure.
Oh, it is good?
It's not great, but it's...
I feel like you want to be at least halfway on the first day. No, I don't know anything, though. Especially about raising money for this stuff. I don't pay close attention to it. I hate to do this, but... Oh, wait, there's two separate things. There's invest now and pledge. So you actually can invest in the game?
Yeah, that's the whole thing with Fig.
That's what Fig's all about.
I thought that your pledge was some sort of like qualifies as an investment. No. Okay, so those are two separate things that you're doing on this website. Okay. It's weird because they show invest now and it's purple. And then the pledge button is blue, but on the fundraiser bar, it's all purple. But these are not people investing. These are people pledging. Anyway, I really love Starflight. I guess I have to do this. I said I wasn't going to do these Kickstarter things anymore, but it's not Kickstarter technically. So I'm not a hypocrite. Thank you. Also, there's a new Streets of Rage coming out. They're really, really going back.
Well, at least it's new.
Did you watch the trailer?
Yeah, it looks like Streets of Rage.
Yeah, it has a good look to it.
Sure.
I would, I'd play that game with Ty.
Have fun.
Family friendly. Did you watch the Cyberpunk 2077 trailer? Not trailer, but 48-minute super
game. Did they announce the release date for that game?
No.
Then I have not watched any
footage. I watched maybe 5 minutes of it. I got the feel.
Did you make it to the breasts?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that was a big disappointment. I'm disappointed that you missed it. Excellently rendered breasts.
I don't care about fake games.
It's not a fake game. It's coming out.
Does it have a release date?
Yes.
What is it?
They haven't told us.
Yeah, fake game.
My guess is that this game's coming out when the new consoles come out. And so they can do a simultaneous release.
Whatever.
Cross.
The lamestream media wants you to think about these fake games.
Cross-generational release.
Fake games.
So I watched the whole 48 minutes.
Wow.
Good.
I did. It was over before I knew it.
I can't believe you watched that and not the Red Letter Media Star Wars review.
Oh, no. I watched 40 minutes of that.
Oh, okay.
I literally watched it in the shower. I took the tablet in the shower with me and I watched it.
You took a 40-minute shower?
No. I took it with me out of the shower. and I made it to 40 minutes and they said, oh, I have to make dinner now. I cannot watch this anymore. Mm-hmm. But it was very, I could talk about that forever. You should watch it, Chip.
Okay. They're not, most of what they say is pretty spot on.
It's a pretty
by
amazing.
Most of it, I mean pretty much all of it.
It's pretty, and we've said all these things. Not all these things, but we've talked about a lot of the things that they bring up. It's a very good criticism of The Last Jedi, and it's funny too. Unfortunately, not kid appropriate, so Ty cannot watch it. But it was good. What were we talking about? Cyberpunk. I was pretty meh on it until they, and Chip, you didn't get far into the trailer, into the video, but eventually it doesn't just look like every other first person shooter that you've seen. You finally have seen the first 4 minutes of it. That's all you've seen.
It looked like Deus Ex in first person, which they've done that before too, right?
Deus Ex. I haven't played that one in a while. Is that in first?
That Deus Ex is in first person.
But it handled so poorly, you didn't feel like it was a first-person shooter.
I thought some of those you were walking around as the dude. Where you could see. You were like hiding behind things.
You finished those games, Wombat.
I know. The last one was really bad.
I always bail on those. But anyway, so this one, at some point in the demo, the guy gets into a car. And now he's got this awesome-looking fucking Blade Runner-esque car with a sick dashboard, and he's driving, you can drive through the city just like it's a Grand Theft Auto game. And it looks really cool. The city looks great. We'll see. You know, I thought like the dialogue was sort of just okay, and I get that this is not a complete
game. Well, the game's
not
going to be out for another 4 years.
No, not 4 years. What year is this? 20? I just checked my watch. I think 4 years? Could be like 3 years.
Yeah.
Could be.
So why are we talking about it? You're wasting everyone's time.
Well, because they released the video, the E3 thing.
Who cares? It's not even
people cared.
It's not
it got
real.
A lot. But it got a lot of views. People were talking about it. That's why I watched it. People care.
Because people are stupid.
But you know, people
they
are
shouldn't watch it, is what I'm saying.
Why not?
Because it's not real.
Well,
That's how you wind up getting disappointed and you get the Jurassic Park harmonica music when the final game comes out.
You're
guy's
going to
get in a car and it's going to be... I
wanted to see what the hype was about, okay? I gave it into my raw emotion. I wanted to see what the hype was about. You're not wrong. I get it. And they say, you know, it's funny. They say throughout that 48-minute gameplay video, they're telling you pretty consistently, we may remove, you may not see this stuff in the final game.
Mm-hmm.
And, yep. You know, they're reminding you that this is not something that exists, I guess.
Jurassic but harmonica.
I'm excited for it. More excited than I would have been had I not watched it. I will admit, they got me, Wombat. If only you got to me first and told me to
but
stay
by
away.
The time this game comes out, you will have forgotten that you watched it. So it's okay.
Far Cry Zombies came out this week, right?
It came out today.
Did you play it?
I did.
Is it good?
It's not bad.
Is it better than the other ones? Because I haven't been too excited
it's
about the other ones.
It's better than... I like it better than Mars. It's not better than Vietnam. Vietnam is probably still the best one.
I feel like still that Vietnam game, the Vietnam one, if they just had the music, that would have gone a long way. I know it
probably.
Sounds crazy.
No, you're not wrong. You're
it
not
adds
wrong.
A lot. They could have found some cheap 60s songs to use. Yeah,
this the Zombies one, it's sort of like Left 4 Dead Lite.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have 4-player co-op, though. It only has 2-player co-op. Mm-hmm. But, it's pretty cool. You know, have to kill zombies. Each setup for, there's like, I think 5 or 6 different levels. And it's set up where you're like a crazy guy from the game who I don't really remember giving it a pitch for a movie idea he has. And all of his movie ideas are about zombies.
Right.
But the first level's kind of cool because things will change. And he's talking to a film director and he's like, yeah, and it's really foggy. And the director goes, no. It should be clear because we want to see lens flare. And then all of a sudden all the fog goes away and there's lens flare instead. So, it's fun in that sense.
Okay.
So
well, I have the season pass, so I guess I'll check
it out. I'd say, and you probably already own it, so you might as well check it out. Also, there's nothing wrong with getting into a giant, you know, thresher and driving through a bunch of zombies.
I'm good. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I've been playing more of Overcooked 2. I want to give a shout out to that game because we haven't, you know, we talked so much about the first one and we never really, you know, we mentioned that we got it and we liked it. But have you gotten any further in that ship or are you sort of?
No, because we haven't, I mean, Mrs. Shipwreck's been content playing Little Dragon's Cafe and I've been strange brigading it.
Okay. It's really fun. I've gotten tied to the point now where me and him can get 3 stars. You know, we're only in like the second level of the story mode, second level of missions. Maybe we're at the third level 3. I forget, but you know, we've played a bunch of it. Is the point. And Mrs. Shibi was definitely the weak link. I think there, she's not.
Kick her out.
Yeah,
kick
she's yeah. But Ty and I can get through. And he's. I think it's a good game for kids his age because it does teach. There, I feel like there's like some thinking going on there, and you're not beyond just shooting people. Which is most of these games. But there is some thinking going on. Like, you know, you're solving a problem. How can we be efficient in this process? How can we streamline these processes? And I think they did a good job with mixing the levels up for the second one.
Sure.
And making interesting food, too. So you've been playing more Rainbow Six, Wombat?
I have.
What?
Yeah.
Are you good?
No.
Okay, good. Now that the free weekend is over and all the noobs are gone and they didn't buy the game, you're the one that, you got it gifted to you, so you didn't buy it either, but you've stuck around.
I stuck around. I'm enjoying it, and just because I'm not good doesn't mean I don't like it.
Do you kill anybody ever?
Huh?
Do you ever kill anybody?
Yeah, I killed people today. In fact, I had my first, this afternoon, I had my first kill after I was already dead. Because I set up a whole bunch of traps, and I got like 200 points.
Yeah, that's good. I like that guy. I like the trap guy.
Yeah, so I set up a whole bunch of traps, and I killed a whole bunch of people. I killed like two. I killed 2 people that round after I had died. So yeah, I killed people.
Okay. I am horrible, embarrassingly horrible at the game. And
I kind of wish you had it on the Xbox so we could do like a fun Keg Night thing. But
how fun would it be?
You didn't want to do that. And now it's not cheap anymore. So it's on. I'm sure it'll go on sale again.
I
only have the default operators. I don't have any of the extra season one, season two.
Me neither.
Or season three people.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Like, I'm too bad. I'll never earn them.
It's pretty, well, yeah, I know. People buy them. No one earns them. People buy them. No one has ever earned an operator in that game.
I don't know about that. I think if you're good at it, it's a lot easier to earn. Well, you have to, even if you're good at it, then you wind up spending money on the experience multipliers. Yeah, that's people, a thing.
Yeah, I know. I finally got enough XP to buy my first blind bag thing.
Uh-huh.
I got a skin that's only good for one weapon by one character.
Perfect.
Do you have the character? Yeah.
Do you have the character?
I do have the character, but it's not one that I would use by choice normally. But
got it.
I used them a few times now because why not?
All right.
Got to show off my green gun.
All right. Let's move on to Nintendo because we got a lot more to talk about Wombat, and it's it's getting late.
Okay. Yes.
At Mr. B, 151 writes in and asks, when is the last time you each touched your Switch? Is there anything on the platform coming out that has you excited?
I charged it so my daughter could play Mario Kart.
That counts as you did touch it.
Yes.
You had to touch it. Shipwreck, when's the last time you touched your Switch?
Well, handing it to Mrs. Shipwreck, but I was playing Titan Quest on there not too long ago.
Okay. I lent my Switch to my dad. He asked to borrow it.
Okay.
And so I just gave it to him. He didn't take the dock or anything like that.
How's he charging it?
No, he only was borrowing it for like a weekend. Or just a day. Just one day.
Okay, I was going to say, like, even the weekend, you need to charge the thing.
I know. So he was babysitting Ty. So Mrs. Chibi and I could have our aforementioned date night. And so he took the Switch with him, and I just texted him before we started recording what he thought. You know, he told me that he liked it, but I asked him for his more detailed impressions on the Switch and Super Mario Odyssey so that I could tell you about them on the show. And he said, I actually bought the Switch and Mario Odyssey. So I would say I like it.
Oh, wow.
Fairly easy to learn Mario, especially in assist mode. Great graphics and sound, plus enjoy the haptic feedback from the controllers. It reminds me of some of the retro games, and best of all, I don't have to kill people. However, I've only played about an hour, so I'm hardly giving you a seasoned review. I like that he bought the Switch without telling me, and then I had to ask him about it before he offered it up. But I was surprised.
Yeah, that was surprising to me as well. So,
especially since like Odyssey... I felt like I didn't know what I was exactly supposed to be doing.
You're just collecting stuff. Like,
I guess, yeah. Eventually I figured out it didn't matter.
Right. That's the beauty of Mario Odyssey. It's like, I'm just gonna go run around for a while and
yeah. So I think my dad liked that.
Good. He'll probably like Zelda then too, because it's got the same kind of feel to it.
Nope, not even a little. Not even a little bit.
That's punishing.
Donkey Kong Country. He might like that.
Really?
Why not?
I don't know.
It's a good game.
Might be hard.
It's hard.
Fine.
Does it have an easy mode?
Probably.
Maybe some of our listeners have suggestions for games for my father.
He's going to be playing Mario for a long time. So.
Right.
That's a good game.
Okay. I wanted to talk about this Microsoft Xbox All Access plan that just was announced.
Yes, I actually wanted to do a little experiment about that. Because it's 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you can get an Xbox One X for $35 a month over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And with that $35, you also...
One X for $35.
Yeah, so I'm saying. Oh, okay. That's what it is. Uh-huh. Yeah, I thought
you said One S. I thought I did. They didn't name these things in a way that...
No, I know. It's okay.
When I read this, I couldn't remember if I had a 1X or not. If the thing that did 4K was a 1X.
So that $35 includes Live.
Uh-huh.
And it includes Game Pass.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay. So 35 times
Verge says 20. It's 20. You save $20.
Yep.
That's it, right?
That's it.
It's $20 because I did the math. And I'm like, that's a... Well, no, that's what I got. I got the same, same answer.
Oh, so you like that or you don't like that?
I do like that.
Yeah. I think it's $20? Good.
That's nothing.
What do you mean?
Huh? Wait, what?
I mean, it's not a big... You're not overspending by a lot. You ever go to like a rent-a-center?
You're not overspending at all. You're saving that much.
You're saving.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're saving money. See, Wombat did the math.
That's right. Yeah.
No, I think it's great.
Confused.
I couldn't tell if you were pleasantly surprised or what.
I am. I'm surprised by the whole thing. Because
you think it's great. You think it's a good deal.
You're still doing the math.
We'll get back next week. He's going to get back.
You save money doing this, Wombat.
You do.
Yes. It's two years interest free.
But what happens at the end of the 2 years?
You keep your Xbox.
You own it and you don't have.
Oh.
Yeah, you keep Xbox, but you. Oh. Then you.
That's good.
You have to pay for Xbox Live and Game Pass if you want those to continue.
Got it.
Yep.
Got it. They, no, I think
they've done similar things to this in the past.
Correct.
They have, but I think the last time they did it, it was like you were overspending by a significant amount.
We poo-pooed it at the time, didn't we? Poo-poo it.
The thing is,
poo-poo.
So it's a $20 savings if like now, but like the Xbox One X is going to go down in price. Right. So, but
you're not saving money. Really, but it makes it more affordable for people who don't have that type of money to spend up front, and they know exactly what they're getting into. They got the whole package for this one price a month, and you know it's an easy expense to track right there. And with Game Pass, you're getting games as well. It seems like a pretty good deal. I think it's something that people can understand very easily. And I think it's going to be successful.
It's only going on for a limited time, though, right?
Yeah. And somebody brought up, At Gaming Groceries brings up, says, with the limited time offer and the contract is over the span of 2 years, I think this confirms the next Xbox will come out fall of 2020. Xbox knows that if the offer was open into 2019, people would be under contract, and that could hurt the new console sales. Which is, that makes sense. 2 years sounds about right.
It'd be interesting if they have a deal like this for when the new console comes out. Like, if they release a $700 console with a 2-year payment plan.
Well, it's great.
Like $40 or $50, $40 a month for 2 years.
It's a great way to sell consoles, I think, and get people... buying into subscription service, lock them in for 2 years. I feel like Sony would want to do something very similar because
they're winning, though.
Why wouldn't you?
Because they're winning.
I mean, there's even part of me that likes that idea and would even do something like, could you pay it off earlier? Or let's say you buy it and you want to pay $100 a month.
My guess is they're going to want to keep it real simple and just not give you any options. My concern is that Sony is too Japanese and it would seem weird to them. But I think it's like a winning thing for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, most people who bought their, I don't want to say most people. That's not fair to say. I'm sure a lot of people who bought their Xboxes probably bought them with a credit card anyway and don't realize that they're already basically doing this. with higher interest.
It's good for parents, too, because... you know you're getting everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's called All Access, and it tells you right there you're getting the online, you're getting the game, games every month. I don't know. And it's, a reasonable price. So, yeah, I think it's going to be pretty successful. And I wonder if the Japanese companies will follow suit or just continue being Japanese companies.
I'm going to say Japanese companies.
Okay. Oh, and then at Hey Yo Eddie writes in and says, is Xbox All Access just the first step in selling consoles like phones? Additionally, is this going to allow Microsoft to release the next Xbox as a $600 or $800 console and actually sell them? Yeah, just like Wombat mentioned. I think it does give you a lot of options, but I don't think $600 to $800 console, no.
Depends.
I don't know.
Depends.
I don't know. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of do-re-mi right there. I have a question for you while we're on Xbox. Do you have the problem with getting consistently signed out of your YouTube account?
I don't use
YouTube. Every day I'm signed out.
I don't know.
I accused Ty of signing out so he could watch videos without me knowing about it. He has denied that accusation vehemently and repeatedly. So I don't know. You have no help for me.
Nope.
All right, Sony. Anybody order the limited edition PS4? Chip?
No.
That seems like something you would do.
No.
No, he's getting the Spider-Man one.
I like the Spider-Man one better.
Oh.
So I have that one pre-ordered. And this one was impossible to get as well. But
don't you have the Star Wars one?
That's just a regular PlayStation 4, but yes.
Got it.
I have the Darth Vader one, not to be confused with that one that they just threw some logos on.
Right. So the Spider-Man one is a pro.
Spider-Man one is a pro.
Nice. I saw a Spider-Man Camaro this weekend, and I took some pictures to send to you, but I forgot to send them to you. How's that?
Thank you.
Excited?
I am.
I did not order one of these things. I'm good. It seemed like it was pretty hard to get, by the way, because they only made 50,000.
Yeah, it's a weird thing, like, to put something out in such limited quantities as a, like a fan service.
Thank you.
Yeah, like a thank you.
Right. We're going to frustrate the fuck
right
out of most of you, but some of you will be really excited.
Right, but the majority of you are going to be...
You're going to feel real shit.
Really disappointed.
Yeah. Why? It is a weird thing.
But the ones of you selling these for $1,500, that's who we were looking for.
Right. It's the best way to celebrate 500 million PlayStation sales is to enrich scalpers. Congratulations. At Shadafan writes in to my stupid PC corner and wants to know if I'm upgrading to an RTX GPU this fall. I just bought a 1080 Ti, like, I don't know when. It seemed like I just bought it. I didn't even bother to read what RTX is because I don't even want to fucking know. I don't think I'm going to see what that is anytime soon.
Oh, I got the Elemental P8000. It's pretty good.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Does that got the fans with lights on them?
It's got fans. It's got lights. It's got cooling towers. It's got water.
Towers.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Cooling towers.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
It's got all the coolings.
Nice. All right.
It's so cold I could actually rest a drink on it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't need a fridge in the living room anymore.
Inside the case or on?
Just or on right top on it. Top. Right on
oh,
top.
Oh, wow. That is
That's
cold.
That's how cool it's super cold.
78
yep, it's so
degrees
cold
in this room.
That Andre 3000 wrote a song about it.
Yeah, I wish my computer had that. It's heating sure up a whole room right now. All right, let's move on to the CAG bag.
Sure.
So I can turn my air conditioning back on. At 5 Horizons writes in and asks, which console did the CAGcast pre-order Red Dead Redemption 2 on?
None yet.
Same. Ship?
Same here.
I know that the PS4 has some exclusive content, but it's timed content.
The Elite controller is just such a big determining factor.
Well, I also have a better Xbox and a newer Xbox than my PlayStation. Mm,
okay. I think we're in on Xbox. Hands in. One, two, three, Xbox. No? Ship didn't
know.
Seem convinced.
I never finished the last Red Dead because I didn't particularly love it.
Right.
So, is Betty?
We talked about this
Betty
on our live
be
show.
Back.
Betty.
So. Yeah, she was.
That was the
lady that ran that farm.
Oh.
That wondered where I'd been after I did a mission and then came right back and did another mission.
Right. I remember that was a big problem.
It was.
I know. I remember. I wish that Sony would put out an Elite controller. What are they waiting for? They got like 80 million PlayStations out there. You got a lot of hardcore fans. If you put
they
out,
should, they should put out.
They're
like,
only going to make five.
Right.
Of them.
They should put out like 1,000 of them, And then
no, seriously, Microsoft seems to be pretty successful with the Elite controller. Sony could put out $150.
So successful
controller.
That they stopped making them, right?
No, they have a new one coming out.
Mm.
It's rumored. It was supposed to come out. It was rumored to come out at Gamescom, but it didn't. Maybe PAX. Did they still announce stuff at PAX? I don't know. But Sony, come on, they can make big money. Just make a quality PS4 controller.
Okay, Peter Tamarkin, what's the next question?
The next question is from The Death of Fun. And he asks, you said you bought some Dungeons & Dragons books, have a chance to play yet. How did it go? I haven't even read any of them.
Nice.
Yeah, I told you it was going to be a while.
I know.
At Koch Comics writes in and asks, what do the kids think of the Masters of the Universe marathons on Twitch? I didn't even know that they were happening. And when he says kids, is he talking about us or our children?
I don't think my children would have any interest in the Masters of the Universe.
I have interest.
I know you do.
Ty would have interest if I forced him to watch them.
You don't think he would find it stupid? Like, no. The animation is really bad.
I'll try.
Emmeline must see the Christmas special.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but that's different.
Yeah.
You mean,
I don't know
it's
how
great.
Well it holds up. I know what you mean, Wombat. Those cartoons that were clearly designed just to sell toys, they don't hold up well. They hold up as things that were designed to sell toys.
Mm-hmm. I have Excel from that hanging up on my wall.
Is it Ram Man?
It is.
He was the best.
Ram Man was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Then Lockjaw. He was crazy.
Lockjaw?
Trapjaw? The guy with the iron jaw?
Yeah, Trapjaw.
Okay. Yeah. He was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
He had the zip line and the trap jaw. And a hook.
Mm-hmm. No, they're fantastic toys.
And a blue face.
Yeah. Yes. All these things are true.
All right. I might have to check out this Masters of the Universe marathon. Maybe it's over by now. I don't even know. I haven't. How come I didn't know about this? No, it's showing me a NASA marathon. What's this guy talking about? All right.
You might have missed it.
With that disappointment, I think it's time to say goodnight. All right, let's remind everybody to check out Chegg. For $5 off your first month subscription, go to chegg.com/cadcast and use promo code CADCAST. That's CHEGG.com/cadcast. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter at GBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck. I don't know that Wombat's tweeting anymore, though.
I tweeted my trip. But once I go back to work, I'm going back on hiatus.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It's pretty annoying.
Yep. You can find me on the Discord channel.
You can summon. You can literally summon Wombat just by adding him.
Yeah. If you at me on Discord, chances are I'm going to reply to you. Yes.
Ask him about Louis C.K.
Yep. And then Trump. I'll tell you about Jerry Lewis. What he used to do in the 50s, because he didn't want to cheat on his wife, is he would hire prostitutes, and then he would just masturbate in front of the prostitutes.
Oh, that's
honorable.
Commendable. Yeah, it's not bad, actually.
That was Jerry Lewis's thing.
That's fine, though. That's totally different.
It's like a step better than...
Oh, it's way better.
Yeah.
Did his wife know about it?
I don't think so, but it was like that was his thing. Like, he would just, you know, he didn't want to cheat on his wife, but he still wanted to, like, get off in front of strange women.
Huh.
Hey, you know, to each their own. Nobody seems to have been hurt in that situation.
I'm going to have to ask Mrs. Chibi about that.
Yeah, can I masturbate in front of
prostitutes? No, I just want
to hear.
Like,
he would get like two women prostitutes and they would.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's good because they can entertain themselves if he's like not doing a good job masturbating.
Yes, exactly. Hey, lady.
Hold still.
Oh, ladies.
Oh, this is bad. This is bad. All right. Let's say goodnight. Chip, anything you want to end it with?
No.
Did you already hang up?
Yeah, I think I'm tired.
Yeah. Tired. Okay, everybody. See you next week.
Bread's done.
Very well. Denise, you bid $84,823. Actual retail price of your showcase... $90,761, a difference of $5,938. Philip, your bid was $61,000. Actual retail price of your showcase, $68,677. A difference of $7,677. You win, Denise. You are our winner. Denise has won more than $140,000. Now, folks, I want to thank you very, very much for inviting me into your homes for the last 50 years. I am deeply grateful. And please remember, help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.